My mother was from a staunch Protestant family.
Yeah.
And my father was from a Catholic family.
Mm.
And, of course, that was like water and oil. It
absolutely
didn't mix.
Wasn't. In those days, it was just a complete no-no.
It was. But even worse, my mother's people were more extreme Protestants than the norm.
Right.
So to be mixed up with a Catholic father was something that was not an option, full stop.
So what happened to you? Were you sent away to a children's home?
No, I was actually born in the home.
Yeah.
And I left there. And, of course, the Catholics had a system where children like myself was raised by nuns, and then they went on to industrial schools, and
yes,
they was incastrated. Where the Protestants had a system, they'd done away with the industrial schools in 1917. So it meant that the Protestant people were put out into homes, and for, you know, anywhere would do. It didn't matter what the credibility.
They just wanted to get you out.
You had to go.
Yeah.
Of course, what they'd done was basically they had a system where there was a competition on to get these children and to put a flag over their head, whether to be Catholic or Protestant. And, of course, I was unfortunately enough to be born in a home which was dripping with sectarianism, both from the Protestant side and both from the Catholic side, because the Catholic Protection Organisation used to come in and take the children out, because the law of Ireland from 1902, I believe, was that any child born with a Catholic connection would have to be raised as a Catholic. And, of course, the Protestants weren't having any of that.
Mm.
And we were, the kids, people like me, we paid the price.
You were sent out to a foster home.
They arranged it all. And they arranged me to be illegally adopted, because legal adoption wasn't in Ireland until after 52. And I was illegally adopted to a family who, God help them, couldn't look after themselves, never mind look after another child.
So what was your childhood like?
It was horrific in terms of...
I mean, it's very likely you say that, you know, it was horrific. But to say one's childhood was horrific are huge words, really.
It certainly is. I mean, you know, if you're not aware of something else,
you don't
miss
better.
It.
Yeah, you don't know any
and
better.
And contrary to what people might think, if you read both of my books, it tells it as it was, and it's not made up to suit any particular side.
But you say your childhood was horrific. What made it so horrific?
The lack of food. I've had to go into fields at night and take spuds out of from underneath the stalks and put the stalks back in order to have a meal. My foster mother, she died with TB when I was 10. There was no authorities that looked after or cared for us, because we were Protestants. We were excluded from the society. We was like a country within a country. I suppose we was really like the Jews in Golders Green.
Did you get sent to school?
Oh, I went to school now and again, but half the time I wouldn't go because I didn't have, you know, I wasn't able to go because I wouldn't have had the clothes to have gone.
Really?
Mm.
Didn't have the shoes?
I was in total rags. I mean, you can't describe the total wretchedness of my childhood.
Any love at all?
None at all, because what happened really, my foster parents, they lost a child just before they adopted me at about 6 months with pneumonia. And they adopted me on really like a jerk reaction.
Rebound, yes. How old were you when you were adopted?
I was 3 years and 10 months.
Mm.
And of course, they believed that my foster mother couldn't become pregnant again. But as it happened, as they were adopted me, she was pregnant, and of course she had her own son, another son, and of course I was surplus.
You say you were surplus to requirements.
It's
and how did you get on as you were growing up with the other son?
Well, obviously, how can I put it? I felt anything that was good going, he would get it,
and he did.
Mm. He was considered clever. I was considered stupid, the poor idiot. So there would be more concern, more interest on his part of life. My foster sister and I, in some areas, we got on very well. And my foster brother and my foster sister, I mean, they were the only brothers and sisters that I would have known, and I would have died for them.
What were your foster parents like? I mean, did they have any kindness? Was it just misguidedness, or were they difficult or violent towards you?
I'll give you an example. When things were bad, I've been in a bay window in my foster aunts, because half the time they had to look after us. They had a little small holding up in the hills in Wicklow. And there was a bay window, and my foster mother took both her son and her daughter on one on each knee and said, "These are my real children. You're not. I can take you back to where I got you from at any time." And when you're told that as about 7 or 8 year old, it has a terrible cutting effect on your system, and you never forget it. And my father would, if he'd been on the drink, I'd be airborne with kicks, and I would have had the full use of his leather belt, which was something that you wouldn't forget in a hurry.
Derek, stay with us, and we'll talk some more in a few minutes.
Thank you very much.